Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
All right, I am on air, I'm live, I'm here, I'm there, and all of the above and in between. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fall Fantasy Radio with Mr. Crush Hearts. And let's bring Mr. Pants on the Ground himself, Black Reporter. Black Reporter. Blue. Okay. Guess we'll wait for Black Reporter to get back to the line. Anywho, until that happens, let me just go ahead and throw this good old song out while we wait for Black Reporter to come on. Just going to put it out there real quick. The number to call in, 347-989-0767. That number again,
347-989-0767. You gonna play?
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips. I love you. I see in her what she sees in me, my shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles, to the sway of her thighs divine. I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty. I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wise. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love. She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs. She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin. She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love as she appreciates her worth. And watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her. She, I mean me, the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond. My beacon. And with every fiber of my being, I love her with all that is in me.
Okay, that was Betsy Hughes with I Love Her, an original piece, and before that we had Groove Fairy with Tell Me. And we got people on the phone line, so I'm just going to run and jump right into it. And before I do that, you know what I got to do. He will not be introduced right if we don't do this. You there, Black Reporter?
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I told you that's gonna be your intro. You General Pratt, your pants is on the ground. That's gonna be your intro.
Good evening, folks, and with apologies to my brother air personality, Michael Benson, this is true grown folks radio. You know, this is true grown folks radio. So, good evening, folks, and welcome to your first day of July. July?
Yay!
We in July?
Yay, 7 months. Yes, we're in the seventh month. Up, let's bring our favorite princess on the air. Hey,
Princess F-A-A.
Hey, Crush. Hey, Reporter.
Good evening, dear.
Yeah, I missed me. I was gone for a whole day.
Yes, she missed you.
Yeah, actually we did miss you on Tuesday. You know, there's a certain flow of things, and when that flow is broken,
yeah, I know what to do with yourself for 2 hours. Right?
No, we didn't. I was looking for your show to come on, and I was like, wow. And then reporter told me what was up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was disappointed.
I had to take a day.
Mental health day.
But you know what? You're not lying, because I was really lost, too. But I just felt like I had to take a day. But I was really lost to the source, too. However,
yeah.
To keep the shows going, let me put this out there. First of all, to keep the shows going, I need people that listen, that enjoy the show, to please don't be afraid to email us some topics so we could, you know, we y'all could come on and y'all could co-host and all that good stuff. So definitely email us some topics to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or phonefantasyradio@yahoo. It doesn't matter. It all goes to the same place, me. Also,
You looking to replace me?
Am I looking to replace you?
Yeah.
No, you mascot. I can't replace you.
I don't know whether to laugh or to cry.
Yeah, I slid that in there, right? You're a mascot now. You pin to the ground. We ain't trying to replace you, but we would like to have more listeners to our table, right?
Exactly.
We at Phone Fantasy Radio pride ourselves on listener interaction, interplay, participation. This is something that we encourage, and we ask y'all to do. So whether it be submitting a song, all types of stuff, the website is coming. I know I said it'll be up, but I needed a day. Let's just say that. I needed a day and leave it at that. But I have been working hard on some other things. So let me tell y'all all that I've done the last week. See, when I get a day off, you never know what might pop up new with Phone Fantasy Radio. So even though my website is not out there, we actually got a store now that I've been working on. And you can help us. You know,
and no, it's not one of those type of stores.
No. Listen, you can help us. And being serious right now, you can help us with because it costs money to run Phone Fantasy Radio. All right, so I just thought that, you know, maybe this could help us. You can help us. You're gonna buy a T-shirt, a tote bag. More stuff is coming. Mugs, all that good stuff. Thank you to Cafe Press. Somebody shot me an email. Try this out. So I'm back on Cafe Press at the Crush Stop Boutique. So y'all can go to Cafe Press. And I don't care if even if it's a bumper sticker. Get a bumper sticker. Once you purchase your bumper sticker, take a picture of your bumper sticker or whatever it is. And we'll definitely not only post your photo, but you also get a prize or a gift from Phone Fantasy Radio. So you never know.
And
your $5 actually may get you more money. So, you know,
and
definitely check
that,
it out. What?
I was getting ready to say, on top of that, people are going to ask you, what is that? What's Phone Fantasy Radio? You get to plug the show. You get to tell about the show. And what keeps you coming back?
Yeah, I think I am looking to replace you.
Was I lying?
Yeah. Okay, no, you wasn't lying, but still. You could have waited for that right there.
Okay.
Anyway, you can go in there. I mean, we got, you know, Phone Fantasy Radio, a design I did myself. Well, one of them I did myself from scratch. I did myself, you know. So it's very simple, Phone Fantasy Radio, all I read about a Crush Hearts. We got websites on it. You can get a tote bag, a water bottle, something for the doggy, an apron, a hat, whatever you purchase, take a picture. And I'm sure to send a gift back, if not equal or more than what you pay for it. So that's how we're going to do it. All right. Cafe Press, the website, www.cafepress.com/thecrushstopboutique. That's spelled with a K-R-U-S-H-S-T-O-P, boutique, the Crush Stop Boutique. And you can get hats, like I said, messenger bag, teddy bear, something for the kitties. I don't care what it is, a mug, but it has to have our little logo on it. We have a few up there already, about 7 different designs. You click on the design, click on what you want, and it'll pop up. And all that good stuff. Get your size and color and all that good stuff. And it'll come directly to your house. Don't worry, I don't get none of your information. Everything is on secure network. So, you know, so show your support, please. I beg you. I think I'm going to purchase. I am going to purchase my own stuff. So you should see some pictures soon with my stuff up there. I'm a phone fantasy radio superstar. Is one of them. Then you have Full Fantasy Radio, Full Fantasy Radio, Full Fantasy Radio. Then you have Eat, Sleep, Crush Me, which is my favorite one. And then Crush Me Right, and then Crazy About La Crush. Yes, I did put that. Crazy About La Crush. Crush Me Right, and Eat, Sleep, Crush Me. Those are some of the designs. Okay.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
Pretty much. I'm doing all the damn work.
Yeah, it's true. This is true.
She. Okay. On some other news, like I said, I'm always working, right? So, you know, phone, fantasy, radio, all that good stuff, right? Okay, so we have a brand new hotline. Now, what you can do with this hotline is you can call up to the hotline, voicemail box or whatever, leave a message, a dedication, a shout-out, a message for, you know, phone, fantasy, radio, whatever you want somebody to hear. And what we're going to do is I'll play it right here on phone, fantasy, radio. And also, if you listen to the live stream on listen.phonefantasyradio.com, you can also hear playing during one of the sets. So you never know. Tell your peoples to, you know, leave a message for your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your best friend, your lover, and then tell them to check out Full Fantasy Radio either Tuesday or Thursday, and they can hear you give them your shout-outs. So that's going to be cool. I got a few that's coming up. Actually, but they're not going to be playing right now.
It would be good to give out the number.
Would you shut up and let me get there?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
You wouldn't happen to know the number, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Then fine. Go ahead.
Yes,
if that's
sir.
What you want to do, oh yeah, do that.
The number is 347-877-7372.
877, look, see, you so quick in the ass.
No, 855, 855.
Fix that up. What's the number?
Yeah. 347-855-7372.
Okay, yep, that's the number. 347-855-7372, call up. Don't forget to say their name. Don't forget to say your name and where y'all both are from so they know exactly you're talking about Pookie from Brooklyn, New York, representing Bed-Stuy, whatever. So you definitely got to say that right there or they will not know who you're talking about. You know how many Pookie days out there? Everybody named Pookie. You gotta specify who it is you're talking about, all right? So those are the two big things we got coming up. And then, like I said, we also have the website coming out very shortly. I'm telling you, when you see it, you're going to be so mad at me. But, like I said, I needed a moment. Now, let's get to the topic. Would you stay in a relationship with bad sex? Hello? Anybody here?
You're asking what?
Yeah, I'm asking you, nigga. Your wife did it, so, yeah. Just playing.
That's low. Actually, and I said this last week, and I'll say it again. I think that question is a moot question.
It's a what?
Why do I? It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense because if you have great sex in a relationship, there's no way it's supposed to be a bad relationship. It may be a relationship that needs work, but it shouldn't be a bad relationship. That's the way I feel about it. I mean, I know people will differ with me on that, but there's no way you can call a relationship that has great sex or good sex a bad relationship.
But that wasn't the question, though, and nobody said
I understand that.
So what are you talking about?
No, simply, it, if you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, to say that you would stay in a relationship, a bad relationship, because you had great sex, then that kind of knocks it out right there because it's not a bad relationship.
That? Did I say that?
Did we say what?
Was that the question?
Yeah. Would you stay in a bad relationship if you had great sex?
No, that was not the question.
Okay, then tell me what the question was.
The question was, would you stay in a relationship with bad sex?
Okay. That does change things completely.
Yeah,
it does.
Okay, just checking. All right, folks,
okay.
You know what? Call up and give us your opinion. Would you stay in a relationship with bad sex? Did we get that? There's nothing else in there. I don't know. Black
okay.
Floyd is going on the tarot. He old, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Y'all already know. He old.
Be nice.
He Larry Pat. He walk around
Lady
with his hands
Jay,
in the ground. Hat turned backwards. You know,
Lady
J,
where you be? I need my help.
If you're in the chat room, let us know. If you want to call up, you can, 347-989-0767. Remember to press that 1. Let me know that you would like to get on the air, because if I don't see a hand up, I can't let you on. Princess S-A-A, a.k.a. Big Mac, you there?
Yes.
You
Big
back
Mac.
With us, Miss Big Mac?
Yes, I'm
Big
back.
Mac, where did that come from?
She was eating McDonald's. Yeah.
Oh, you reminded us of Homeboy last week? The one who dropped the burger on the ground?
No, she was eating her McDonald's.
That's
but
what
yeah,
I'm saying.
That's
but
that. Too. 612. Okay, what's your take on it, Princess?
Oh, wow. See, that's... At first crush, what I do is, just to try to be reasonable,
mm-hmm.
is I try to work it out and, you know, try to talk with him on how we can make it better to get there and what he needs to improve on. Because
mm-hmm.
I will look at, you know, the other qualities and stuff as well that he may have that he are not lacking in.
Mm-hmm.
But due to the fact that at the end of the day, I have to be satisfied, too.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't improve, then I'm going to probably say next.
Okay.
In other words, take a number.
Take a number to what?
Next?
Next to
like
what?
Like you said, for LaCrush's heart. Like I said, like you said, next.
Okay. All right, Black Reporter. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to leave it alone. I just got to leave it alone. I can't even. I just got to leave that alone right there. All right, so you say you would try to work it out. That's the other thing. That's your story. You're sticking to it. Okay, people. As far as I'm concerned, would I stay in a relationship with bad sex? I don't know. I don't know. It depends. I mean, if he's, if it's more than a sex relationship, and if that's not what it's based on, then, you know, I might stick around for a little bit, but, you know, I'm a swinger, so if I don't get it from him, I'm definitely going to get it from somewhere.
You and that evil laugh.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You and that evil little laugh.
You can give us a call at 347-989-0767. We got some music. I got some song requests I'm going to get to. We got an hour and 33 minutes. So what should we do next, Black Reporter? You got anything you want to say, Black Reporter?
No, just go to the next music set.
Okay.
Crush, this is the one and only Black Reporter. Just had to check in with the Home Fancy Radio hotline and say hello.
Woo! Yeah!
Okay. I'm gonna have to do a radio version of that one soon.
So that's basically how it goes. I mean, I would introduce it, but you know.
No, I just said it's not a problem.
You call up to the hotline 347-855-7372, right?
No. Yeah, 855-7372.
You just want to say no. You're just mad. Don't be mad.
1-347.
You're just mad. How you mad like that? No, that's not it. No.
Eight,
no.
Five.
You just mad. How you mad like that? You know, that is not a good look. How you mad like that? No. You can't be like me, man. You can't be like me.
You're
trying to shut
like
me down. You're trying to shut me down on my own show. Y'all see this? Y'all see this? He just tried to dead me. You see this, Princess? You see how he tried to dead me just now?
Princess the one get between us.
Huh?
Princess the one get between us.
Princess is babysitting. That's what it is. She running back and forth. Yeah. See, if you had a computer, you would know all these things. But that's another story.
That's another story for later on in the show.
That's another story.
Once again, we move to the break.
Don't be trying to rush me now. You see how you're trying to do this, Black Reporter? You're trying to rush me now?
No, I'm not trying to rush you, sweetheart.
Yeah, you is. All right, folks, we're going to take this little musical break, and we'll be right back.
Change, and I'm the girl that you can do. Hey, I need you to tell me where it all went wrong. Now was it my friends or your friends, or was it the fact that you received the jag when you wanted the band? Sound crazy, but I seen hang-ups like that. I mean, shit, something made you change up like that. I used to bang out your back, so no way in hell. And I kept you with a stack, so I know good and well. You never missed a meal and got everything you dream. Had me like it's for real, about to jump you a ring. White 10 carats and nothing but bling bling, and the right to tell me not to hit the scene. You wanna get that up? What is it? Do I work too much? Did the player just lose his touch? I mean, it can't be that. I'm just shooting out things. I thought you was the one, but damn, you changed.
Baby, you changed. Keep it.
I am the Alpha Negro, the spoken word superhero, the anti-zero. Been in and out the matrix so many times, yo, they don't call me Eric anymore, you see. They just refer to me as Neo. My suicidal thoughts are anorexic, so that makes me a starving artist. Temptation never takes a vacation and the flesh is weak. But my woman loves me for me, so 7 days a week, I'm trying my hardest. And regardless of my broken promises, the Lord continues to pardon my behavior. And like that dude from the X-Men, yo, I got skills, hand him in the chair. So call me the spoken word version of Professor Xavier. Yo, my spider sense is tingling. I see whack poets in the back of the spot mingling, trying to corrupt the mic with kryptonite, but yo, that don't faze me, cause I ain't Superman. You see, this Dark Knight gets the crowd hype with or without a mic every time I come into a spot, cause my skills are Superman. Tavis Brunson said that a million CDs sold means we reached a million needy souls. And I wholeheartedly believe that a poet with more fans than foes has his mindset on lofty goals. And some of these preachers and pastors are just modern day pimps without corners and holes. And Sean Bell got shot 50 times for an imaginary crime, but this ain't nothing new when you're talking about New York City's boys in blue. Click, click, bang. They shot him down. Click, click, bang. Another innocent black man hits the ground and a not guilty verdict is found. See, I endoscoped the whole situation and had enough common sense to give you 50 cent. Cause your entire G-Unit views us as a public enemy. We're not bad boys, just outcasts forming a goody mob. Torching Josh and Angie Stones on the microphone. Creating death jams, bringing souls back to life. We be the last poets singing Langston's blues. Rocking Nikki Giovanni suits with a Sonia Sanchez hue. Getting you high off of Gil Scott Heron. Making you jump back to the past so you can skip to this generation's Maya Angelou. And I be that 10-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto, waiting to go to jail. Hoping that the Resident Evil doesn't hit the restart button, cause this Xbox 360 don't belong to me. But I keep fighting, and cats like me keep writing, cause ignorant lost souls keep biting off that apple from Viacom's dumb it down tree. And for every soul they take, yo, I'ma save three. And for every role model they break, yo, I'ma make you see through poetry that we be like babies, kids, see. We don't die, we multiply. We live in a chocolate city with a vanilla sky, chasing the American dream with a dope fiend's high. And the truth of the matter is, yo, we don't even know why. And me, I'm just walking through wastelands, waiting and watching, looking for a sign. Spitting my thesis in the form of these poetic pieces, just trying to kill time. Just trying to feed my mind from a madman's jail. It's like my third eye went blind, and I'm reading this entire piece to you right now in Braille. On the borders of hell, with my soul on an auction block up for sale. Traded for a brand new hot piece, a crowd showing me mad love, and his half-eaten cup of fruit cocktail.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Ow. Okay, so that right there was a new one to this station by Eric Moore called Fruit Cocktail. And before that, we went to Yesterday with Heavy D, Is It Good to You? And before that, we had another song. What was it? I forgot. I forgot what the other song was. What was it?
I'm drawing a blank, too.
It was
That age. What's your excuse?
Was it Just in Case? What was it, Princess? Mm-hmm. What was the song before that?
Oh, you was playing that Heavy D.
And before
no,
that,
it was Heavy.
Yep, and before that,
it was Just in Case, right?
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, it was Just in Case, Jaheim. I forget that. All right. So that's what we just played. Some people have already called our hotline and left shout outs. So shout outs to them for leaving message. I'll upload that. Let y'all hear that in a minute. All right, so we're talking about relationships and bad sex. I mean, is that a cure? I mean, is that a reason to? I mean, are we shallow people when we say we're not going to be in a relationship with you because your game is whack? Does that make us shallow?
Wait. You said relationships and bad sex or relationships and good sex?
It doesn't matter, but just the fact that we're basing our relationship on the fact that if it's good or bad, does that make us a shallow person? Like, it's all about sex. I mean, you know, technically, if it was going to be all about sex, wouldn't that be a booty call relationship?
Exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah,
process.
It would be.
Especially if the person have lots of other qualities that overpower just that one particular flaw. If, you know, if they have everything else going on, it wouldn't make any sense to just leave that person because that's something that could be worked on.
Exactly.
You think there's some coming back to bad sex?
Let's hope not, but it is good to have, you know, that part of the relationship being healthy. But I do believe in helping someone that is crawling, you know, to walk.
Exactly. I agree. I mean, that's why the toy industry exists, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it exists for a number of reasons, you know, and not just for lonely women who want to take care of themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason it's called marital aids is for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is what's baffling me. And I know this is probably jumping off the subject, but, you know, in the midst of us just talking about sex, bad sex, good sex, you know, my mind's always running on sex, right? Mm-hmm. What's up with these guys, and I mean, it might be out there for girls, but I don't know, for women, but what's up with these men not knowing that their sex is no good? How do you know that because you were size 7, you not fitting in the Magnum? You know what I mean? Like, you...
Three little letters.
What?
E-G-O.
E-G-O.
Is that what it is, for real? Like, do you really have that much ego? I mean, I you know, that's what's bad sex to me, and that's why I feel the way I do about sex. Like, what? It's just frustrating. Like, you can't stroke it right. You can barely eat it right. Can't do nothing else in between. But nobody's told you this. Like, nobody said no. Then I have to be the bad guy because I just can't let you go on living life in this jolly world that you, because you was talking shit to me. Then at the top of that, they talk shit.
but that's even worse.
On top of all that, at the end of the day, they popping their gums on our body.
But you see, the good woman, and I'm saying she's not a good woman, Crush, but the good woman would step in and say, okay, baby, if we're going to have a relationship that's going to have good love for making in it, this is what I need you to do. Tell
me a hell of a woman, because I'm quick to tell them that in a minute. Like, no, sir, I don't know who done told you this, but no, that's wrong.
Yeah. You got to tell your man or your woman what actually does it for you. What does it for one person doesn't do it for everybody. There's no past this all.
I'm getting hands now. But my thing is this, why are we afraid to do so? 443 in the building.
Please don't tell me. Where you been, Lady J?
She been sitting right there. Sitting here listening the whole show.
Let me hang by myself.
What's up, Lady J?
Well, first off, you can tell them all they want. They ain't always going to listen. They're not going to listen. Because
of those three little words, the three little letters. Because those three little letters, right?
Got that ego and then that ego and, you know, maybe one time and... Oh,
then they right back
15,
where it started.
10, 15 years of having sex. They had it one time and did it right, and that woman said something right, or she was stroking his ego and got to screaming a little bit loud as she knows she lied. And that's the only thing he heard. 15 years later, that's all he hears, that one scream. Oh, yeah, I done done it right.
Yes, and I'm like, who did this? Whoever, I be wanting to meet them and just beat them up. What? It can't be that bad. And I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm not saying, but damn, when they be talking so much stuff to me, so much smack, and I'm a smack talker. So if you're talking back with me, then, yeah, you must be a smack talker, too. And then it's time to lay it down, and you ain't hitting on it right.
But you know,
you pounding, trying to dislocate my cervix.
But you know, crush, but
huh?
You know, not everybody, but most males, when they talk about it, they're not about it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They
got to
talk about it. That's the truth. If they they lying.
We should know this by now, but it just shocked me how, you know, it just shocks me about, and it's just the, I don't know if you want to call it the little things, the insignificant things that I peep, you know, like, you know, it's just certain things that stand out to you. When a man can't fit into a lifestyle that asks me and then turn around and asks me for a Magnum, I'm like, what?
Oh.
You know, I guess. And then you be trying not to hurt their feelings because you don't want to start busting out and they, you know, laughing in their face because, you know, men are sensitive. It's not that they can be. Men are sensitive.
Yeah.
If not as sensitive as women. They don't know how to handle that. They think you're trying to break them down and da-da-da. I'm not trying to do all that. I'm just trying to bring you to reality that this Magnum is just going to slide off.
Their ego.
As soon as you put it on and roll it down, that it's gonna slide off for no help. It's just gonna shoot. It's gonna fall on the floor. It's gonna. But I don't want to be the one to tell you that because then.
Maybe they're supposed to put a rubber band around the top to hold it.
Exactly. And they sent up there and they really sent up there and told me, like, oh, I can't fit this lifestyle. Mind you, the lifestyle is baggy as all. What? You can't fit this? Yes, you need the Dorex snug.
But that's just me.
I'm just saying. Nigga, you need a cot ring. That's what you need. One of those little cot finger cots. That's what you need.
Crush.
That's just me. That's just me. What?
Can I tell a quick joke?
No.
A cucumber, a pickle, and a penis were all sitting around complaining about the jobs they had. The cucumber said, oh, I hate my life. I get big and fat, and then she turns me around, chops me up, and puts me in a side for her to eat. The cucumber says, well, at least you at least get something done with you, you know. When I get big and fat, they take me, put me in a big jar with a whole bunch of my cousins, and I just sit there for months and months and months. In vinegar. Oh, you got the same joke. The penis says, well, I don't know what y'all complain about, but when I get big and fat, some woman, you know, somebody takes me, puts a bag over my head, and starts pulling on me hard, and puts me in a dark hole and beats my head against the wall until I gotta throw up and everything.
Yeah, probably would have sounded better. No, I'm just playing.
Shut up.
Anyway, I'm just saying, that's what I'm talking about. You see, he said he's gonna tell us a joke. Did anybody laugh? This is what I be talking
because
about.
He didn't tell it right. He didn't tell
this
it right.
Is, but I'm just saying, though,
okay.
I know that, right. Louis J. But I'm just saying, somebody stroked his ego and told him that joke was going to be funny for him to sit up there and tell us he's going to tell us. You get what I'm saying? That was
I thought
right
it was funny when I read it, okay?
All about like that ego, crush. Pants on the ground.
Exactly. Thank you. See, and I've been good. You see how she keep throwing you under the bridge, right? I've been good. You see how she just keep throwing you under the bridge? She keep throwing you under the bridge.
I get it. Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. I keep my mouth shut.
Pick it up. get it up.
Y'all too much.
You know what? I had a terrible weekend last weekend. I got shut down, not once, but I got shut down twice. And then on the third day, I got played. How does that happen in a weekend? Like, how my summer weekend gonna start off like that? That's that bull, okay? Let me tell you what happened, right? On Friday, I got shut down. He said he wasn't in the mood, right? On Saturday, I got shut down. He just disappeared on me. Then on Sunday, we in it. I'm doggy style. I turn around to, you know, lift my legs and change position. This nigga got a sidekick in his hand. He's texting, son. What?
What are you doing?
What? This is why I'm mad, son. This is why I'm mad. I got shut down. I got shut down last weekend. This weekend, I ain't got not one phone call yet for the weekend. This is what I was talking about. You know, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is what I go through. And then y'all wondering why I'm man bashing. I don't man bash. They bash me. They beat up on my ego.
I don't bash.
They smash my ego. What's that about?
I'm not bashing.
And then when I sit up there and I was like, okay, guys, well, how do y'all get over that? They told me blink and get up. That's it. What? Blink and get up. No, nigga. I want to cry. Mm-hmm. My ego. I don't know how they do it, but, yeah, they do it. You think that's going to change me? Nope. If it's whack, I'm telling him. I'm not even going to be lenient. Uh-uh. Not anymore. Telling them. It's days like that. What about you, Black Reporter? What do you do to stroke your ego after it's been bruised?
I just try to focus it on something else. Focus it on something that I know I'm good at.
That is depressing. I was depressed. I couldn't even if I wanted to do a show, I couldn't even give a show. Because now I'm just thinking about it, all of a sudden I'm getting depressed again. How do you get shut down 3 days, a whole weekend? Black Report, you don't understand it. A whole weekend. Friday, I was shut down. Saturday, I was shut down. And then Sunday, you turn around, and the man is texting on a sidekick. And you know what he said? It was just one sentence. That's what he said.
No.
That was his argument.
Have nowhere been on that.
Then let me tell you, right? Not only... Excuse me. Not only was he texting, let me tell you what he texted. He's supposed to meet up with somebody, so it's going to be a rush job anyway. I understand. I'm not mad. I'm just mad, you know, from the last 2 days. I needed some. I was at that point. Like, that was just the, you know, that's just like the, like, you know, when you say, what else can happen? That was one of those moments. Like, what else can happen? What's the worst that can happen? Then you turn around, and this man is texting. He said, I was just telling him, not only did he was texting, but he happened to tell whoever he was texting, I'm fucking right now. What? What?
That's the ultimate no plan.
That's a no-brainer moment.
That's also ego, because now he can let another male know he alpha male right now.
But he's not alpha male. Then that's the next thing, right?
That's no plan.
I'm not even trying to beat him up, but he was trying to relocate my cervix. What are you doing? What? See, this is what I'm talking about. Why are you pushing my cervix all the way over there? What's wrong with you? Then you're going to get mad at me. Yeah, then you're going to get mad at me because I'm done. I'm done. Now, there's no coming back from that. Like, you know, I'm dried up. I'm like a prune right now. I'm like the desert right now. You don't understand. I'm like the desert. I'm done with you. Go meet up with your friend.
Relocate your cervix to another zip code, huh?
Like, he's trying to push that shit inside out. What are you doing? Hold up. There's an end at that tunnel, nigga. And it's not light. Stop. What you think, Lady Gay?
No, that's just wrong.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
See, so I couldn't even do a show Tuesday, even though I wanted to. My spirit just wasn't in it. Like, then Black Reporter would have really got it. because I would have took all my first things out of Black Reporter.
Thank you, Lord.
See, Black Reporter?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I was looking out for you, Black Reporter. I don't know. Something told
Thank
me
you,
I
Lord.
You
hear I'm thanking God for that.
I wouldn't even play Plants in the Ground. I just would have played Man Bashing Music. Like Hit 'Em Up style and stuff like that, because that is just ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Like, what?
I don't blame. There ain't no coming back from that. I'd be like, yeah, it's over, it's done. Bye. See ya.
I just had to give it up. You just, there's no coming back. You just had to let loose. Like, I'm done. I don't know.
Wash your hands and be done.
That's it. Hop in the shower and go to sleep. Like, I'm not even, like, leave. Bye. Bounce. But there's no coming back from that. Not at all. I can't. And then got mad and, you know, I had to put it on Facebook. Had to let everybody know. I put it on Facebook. He sends me a message. I'm sorry. What?
No bueno.
But no, he was saying sorry, trying to, no, that's not what happened.
No, you are sorry.
No. Yeah, I didn't know she was going to take it like that. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not, no bueno, no. You can't come back from that. I don't know. All right, Black Reporter, what you thinking?
I'm thinking that, you know, I don't take, I'm not taking anything from this. This boy was just a total ass. That's a simple fact of the matter, you know.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only person that felt that way.
No, you weren't.
Like, you know, where do you do that at? Like, what? Why would you, I was looking for my phone. I thought you know it's somewhere in this room. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you haven't left this room.
Yeah.
You know,
your mind not even be on the phone. That's how I felt too.
But he wasn't trying to understand that. Like, no. I was just telling him because my phone about to die. You could have put it on the charger. I have like 20 million charges for all phones, so I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
That's definitely a mood killer.
That is a mood killer. Damn. Has anybody else been in a situation like that?
He probably would have got cussed out by me.
No, actually, I was like on the reverse end of that situation one time.
Why am I scared to hear about this?
I didn't want to, but and it was with my husband, but you know, makeup sex for me is no such thing. I don't care. I'm mad. Leave me alone. Don't make me mad because you think the makeup sex is going to be good, because it ain't going to be none. When I'm mad, pardon expression, when I'm mad, Cece mad too. And she ain't So, anyway, he kept on patty, feely, and I was like, now, you know, when you tell a man, hiya, you figure that's going to move. No. So he's going to go for it. And I'm like, that made me mad up, because I'm thinking, I said this, so he said, never mind. So when he right there in the mood real good and he on top and everything, I reached over on the nightstand, got a cigarette and lit it, and I said, let me know when you finish.
Oh.
He kept going.
Wow. I would have grabbed him by his you-know-what and his balls. And let me tell you something. That's all I'm going to put it at, since I have company around. That's young ears. But leave it at that. I would have grabbed him by something that would hurt.
He was not going to let me go to sleep that night. And I'm like, okay, hurry up then. And it seemed like just because I said hurry up, and he's going to do it, he's going to take his time. What are you doing? Oh, so I just reached over, got a cigarette, lit it, and was laying there inhaling and blowing the cigarette out of the side.
What you should have done was blow it in his face.
No, I didn't think about that. Because I was looking at the like, I'm not even here, okay?
That's crazy.
But, you know, I'm going to simply say this. For all the good men that are out there, and, you know, assholes like that, you know, there's no need. You know, if you got to butt bash them, go ahead and bash. Bash away. Because the real men know who they are. They know that they will be friends. They know when they're wrong. They know that they need to come and fess up when they mess up, you know?
No, they don't know they need to fess up when they mess up because they don't feel they messed up.
Yeah.
When I told my ex-sister-in-law the very next day exactly what happened, she laughed, and he's like, well, she's my wife. I can do that. No, you can't.
Mm-mm.
I didn't want to. I tried everything in the world to discourage him, and no.
Was that the beginning of the downhill?
That was ego right there, too.
Was that the beginning of the downhill?
No, actually, that was, let's see, 16 years was the downhill point. This was like about after 8 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So usually, I mean, he was pretty good after the first year. You know, I had to train him. Because his ego wouldn't allow that either.
Oh, Lord. Crush, you there?
Crush.
Oh, Crush.
Lady,
did she do this? Okay, Lady J, you're still there. Princess, you're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Crush, are you still there?
No.
I think we lost our host.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I'm sorry, I had technical problems. My phone died on me.
Okay.
Wasn't my fault. That was the evil men spirit. They being sensitive right now. They killed my phone on me. But I have backup.
I mean, just so I can go back and say what I said earlier. I mean, real men know that when they fuck up. You know, it's the fake ones who don't know when they fuck up and think that I'm just too good to fuck up. You know. I'm too good, you know. She gonna forgive me because she loves this manhood between my legs and everything. That's bullshit.
You can join the conversation 347-989-0767. Remember to call our hotline 347-855-7372, and also check us out. Check out our store at www.thecafepress.com/thecrush.boutique and show your support. You know, a bumper sticker, a mug, a water bottle, a clock, a t-shirt, a hat, something more to come. Sites coming soon. I had to postpone the contest as well because I think I'm going to get something from the store as your prize instead of it being money. So. That's
going to
be
the prize. No money. I couldn't win anyway.
Well, it wasn't going to be money anyway. It was going to be, you know, something over the internet or something like that. So it's going to
start. And then I couldn't win anyway.
Until we get some sponsorship rolling in, you know.
Oh, true. That's
you
true,
know,
too.
I forget. This come out of my pocket. You know, Black Reporter didn't email me nothing.
Well, I hope to email you something within the next 2 weeks. Once I get that computer.
I want a picture of your penis.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You mean?
Huh?
You mean?
I mean.
No, that's not mean.
That's not mean. That's not mean.
See, that's an example of what we were saying. We women tell you what we want and don't want, and you don't listen.
Well, the thing is, I don't do that anyhow.
You don't do what?
No. What, not listen? Because you're still not listening. Oh, see?
What? What?
She said she don't want it. She didn't say you did it. She just said she don't want it. You weren't listening. You went all
but
the way around Robin Hood's barn to come up with the wrong answer.
Okay. You are a literal person. Never mind.
When I'm right, I'm right.
This is true.
Huh?
This is true.
Yes. All right, so people, hit us up on Facebook, hit us up on MySpace, hit us up on Twitter, Google us, nigga, Google us, no. all right, so I'm going to go ahead and play this good old intro because I'm sure they're listening and would love to hear themselves on Phone Fantasy Radio, so let's do that. Let's go run into a break real quick. We're going to bring it back to y'all in a second. Okay, so this will be my musical break. All right, Black Reporter?
All right.
All right, you going to bring us out the break?
Yep.
All right. Go get your notepad ready and write this down. All right?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Phone Fantasy Radio. With LaCrush Hearts and Black Reporter, giving you the music and the talk you want.
Hold on, baby.
cause I love you, baby. Yeah. I used to be strong, but now I'm weak. I gotta get out the kitchen cause I can't take the heat. I keep depending on you, but you never come through when I'm standing firmly right by your side. I never thought that this would ever end. I can't believe I'm losing my best friend. Oh, maybe we can work things out, even though we're having our doubts. I'm gonna love you right up to the end. So I gotta hold on. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, yeah. But we can move on. I gotta hold on, yeah. I gotta stay strong. I gotta hold on, baby, cause I love you, baby.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Baby.
Take time.
time. But I always knew you could be my mind. I recognize the butterflies inside me. My sense is gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, then be undressed today. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Don't deny what you feel, then be undressed today. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, so. So, you make me so, 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 you make me so, 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 you make me so, 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 so.
I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Why, oh why,
to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Tell me, have you seen her?
LaCrush, what's up, man? What's poppin', you know what I'm saying? I give you a happy 4th of July and all that, so this is in full effect, you know what I mean? So all y'all out there, and you, holla back. One.
Phone Fantasy Radio, with the best of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Digging up Al Dusty's real quick with the Shylights and Have You Seen Her. Before that, it was Floetry and Say Yes. And to start the set off was Cherokee Princess with Hold On. It's 25 minutes after the hour. Crush?
Yeah, Black Reporter, this is your kitty cat. I'm just holding the tail.
Oh, okay. So, what's the haps?
Nothing really. Shout out to Plies. I don't know if y'all got a chance to hear it because Black Reporter was talking, but Plies left a message. He left a shout out, so shout out to him. Let me turn around and wave at him now. Yes, I've been doing a show and I have company behind me, so if y'all hear any mumbling in the background, that's not me. Shout out to Angel. Hey, Angel. She just joined us in the chat room. And we also had area code 612-718. We had lovely lady D come through and check us out. We had Big Ashby. So shout out to everyone that's been holding down with us. You know, Lady J representing B Moore. And we had our favorite princess, Princess FAA, representing the Carolina. So today's been a good show. We got 32 minutes remaining on the clock, and once again, I want to invite y'all to please visit our hotline. I'm going to beat and drum the number in your heads. You know, if you have our number right now, the show number saved in your phone as mobile, just join, you know, just add a second number to our line. 347-855-7372 is our hotline. That's 347-855-7372. And our live number is 347-989-0767. You can call us up anytime. Oh, no. We're live.
Well,
anytime we're live. There we go.
Yeah.
We also have the Cafe Press. You know, we got T-shirts. I made it myself. I sat here and really got it popping, and I think it'll look cute. So I can't wait for mine to come in, the mail. So I should have that in a couple of weeks. So,
are you an artiste?
Am I artiste? I'm a fashion designer. No, I just wait.
I'm a fashion designer.
Technically, no, I swear. No, I'm not an artiste. You know. I don't think I'm artiste. I mean, I design web pages. I don't call myself a web designer, though, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Just
that. That's the chat room. Okay, let me come back.
Just
that. Sorry, guys. That's the chat room. All right. So what was he talking about? Oh, sensitive ass men? No, we wasn't talking about that.
Well, you know, we skimmed on that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but we got to redo all that. We got to redo. Remember, we lost everything.
Yeah, we did. So we do have to redo all that.
We have the opportunity to revisit all our shows right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we was taking off. So, but the Crush Spot, I mean the Crush Stop Boutique, is up and running at Cafe Press. Get a T-shirt, show your love, all that good stuff. But we have an opportunity to redo all our shows. And what's going to happen also is, like, if you go to listen.phonefantasyradio.com, our live stream plays 24/7, no matter what time you go, whether it's midnight, whether it's noon. There's some good music playing on here. Listen to me. I'm telling y'all this straight up. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm going to tell y'all this real quick. I listen to my radio station. I don't listen to Hot 97. I listen to Full Fantasy Radio. So, therefore, I know that it's good because I listen to it. All right? Not on no, you know, I'm just listening to try it out. So, I mean, I sit there and listen to it, and I really do have a good mix. You never know what's going to play next. It's just awesome.
And the thing is, we try to present a professional front and everything because, you know, you never know what can happen, you know.
No. See, on Phone Fantasy Radio, the live stream, it's awesome because, yeah, you never know when I'll pop on to do a live show on there because sometimes I'll be bored at night and I just pop on to do a live show. But bedtime. Good night, Angel. Thank you for stopping by. But it's awesome. Like, if you're at home, you just crank up the computer, or if you got computer speakers, crank up the computer speakers, and you can just let that rock. It plays all types of music from rap to hip hop to, you know, it'll be some Lady Gaga up in there, and next thing you know, the Isley Brothers will come on, and you know, we'll go to Jaheim, and then we'll come back to A Tribe Called Quest, and then some unknown artist, but it just sounds good. Like, you know, some of the artists will be played here also. So, you know, all the favorite songs, if you have any favorites out here, they, you know, Cherokee Princess will be up there. The Mind, all that we play on here, you definitely hear it on here. And then some of the stuff that's on there, I don't even play on here. It's really very diverse, you know.
One of the things I think that makes us unique is the fact that we profile the spoken word artist. I'm sorry.
Oh. I'm not sweating. Princess and Lady J, y'all still there? Y'all got quiet on.
Yes,
Wake up. Wake up, we got another 27.
I just sent for some steamed shrimp. I am hungry.
Don't start, Lady J.
Jumbo steamed shrimp.
So, you know we're going to have to play our song tonight. We can't go without playing our song tonight. We're going to have to play our song tonight. So, another set is going to come up. Okay, so we was talking about in a relationship. Would you stay in a relationship if we had bad sex? You know, so I don't know. I mean, I'm not even trying to go in a relationship even if there's good sex. I think that's why it's hard for me to answer that question. Like, relationships are makeshifts. They corny.
Yeah, I can actually agree with that lately.
They're corny. Thank God, it's too much. Like, you know how I feel about relationships? I feel the same way about kids. I love them.
Oh,
I adore them. They're awesome. But
as long as they're somebody else's.
I love them when they're yours because at the end of the day, they're going home to you. You know? Like, you're coming to pick them up eventually, you know? Like,
let me remind the audience of one fact. She's 29, folks. She's still got to have that itch. I know it's coming.
What itch? The sex itch?
Pants on the girl.
No. Don't start you. that itch of eventually
It may not come in the next 5 or 6 years or maybe in 10 years, but you're going to have an itch to have a child.
I mean, I have that itch now, but it's not strong.
Oh, it believe me, it's a good
song. I have that itch now. Like, oh, what? And then I go on a bus or a train or I walk by and I see a little girl.
Yeah, and that little girl ruins it.
You snap right back into the alley. No, I don't. No, I don't. I snap like that's what they're good for because it's like no matter, it's like, oh, I want one. Oh, look at the even when you're looking at the good old reality shows. Oh, those are so cute. Blah, 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 blah. Then 4 o'clock in the morning roll around and the baby's screaming their head off. Nah, see, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's annoying. No, I'm good. I ain't sleeping 14 months. What?
How old is the baby? 14 months?
I've been pregnant for 52 weeks. What? Baby just don't want to come out. What? I mean, we cut in a year.
I'm not charging rent. I'm going to start charging rent.
I don't want that. I don't want that. Then you got to deal with the whole baby daddy drama and the baby mama drama and all of that in between. Because let me tell you something. If he ever walk out, yeah, I'm going to be the crazy baby mama. See, that's something I can't deal with. It's not even about the child itself. It's just that whole dynamics right there, that uncertainty. Like he can just get up and bounce and it'll just be me and that baby. Oh, hell no.
Oh, what my daughter did is when, after she had her baby and she put her baby daddy out, my grandson, well, he's 5 now, and they're back together. But when the baby was about, I say, 4 months old, and she put him out, put the baby father out,
mm-hmm.
She said, wait a minute, you forgot something. Put the baby in the car seat and put him on the car hood and said, take him with you.
Oh.
Two days later, though, she took him back.
Mm-mm.
Oh, but he took the baby.
Mm-mm. So my phone died. I heard it.
Mine. And usually nobody hears it but me.
No, we heard it. We heard it.
So it's quiet. So, people, we need you in the room.
Yeah, y'all can call us up. 347-989-0767. Okay, but, I mean, am I wrong for that?
No, you're not.
I really don't feel the urge. I like, you know, I mean, I guess if you was in that loving relationship, like, even if I was in a loving relationship, I
want to
be spoiled. Why?
Well, and that's understandable, but you see, and at your age, that's totally understandable because a lot of people think of career, a lot of people think of schooling, you know, they think of what I need to get done first and put off children until a later age,
mm-hmm.
until they realize, oh, am I too old to do this?
I'm not going to realize
yeah.
that. But I get this a lot. What's wrong with you? Why are you starting so late? Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Why is it, when did that become a bad thing? That's what I want to know. Who wrote in the book that when you're 18 or you're 13 or 14 that you're supposed to have 2 kids, 10 kids?
No, that's actually a good thing. That's actually a good thing.
I mean, you know, there are some people out there, but I'm talking about those that do it purposely, you know what I mean? You want to get pregnant purposely and all that other good stuff and really plan it. Like, I mean,
Do you remember the story? Do you remember the story, was it 2 years ago, about these girls from Massachusetts who all planned, all these little white girls, who all planned to get pregnant together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were all cheerleaders or something like that, right? They were all best friends or something, and one had her.
Oh, we'll raise each other's babies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be so cute together.
I'm going to dress them alike. Oh, hell no. See that right there? Catholic high school, so you know, shit, a good percentage of those are either pregnant in school or got pregnant right after school. And I just don't see the urge. Like, I never had that, oh, let's play house. No. Let's not play
no.
house. Let's not, no, I don't want to play baby mama. I don't want to do that. No, I never wanted to do that.
And contrary to public belief, those of us who were in Catholic school did not always lose our virginities while we were in school. Well, actually, let me take that back.
Yeah, be quiet, because I don't even know what
I'm saying. I don't even know. Mm-hmm.
He always come out with some left fieldness, don't he? Hey, you got potty Ooh. Mouth.
He forget there's at least three of us on here that went to Catholic schools.
He got That's diarrhea true. Mouth. That's all. He got
yeah.
diarrhea mouth. He just be spitting out shit.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice. That is nice. I'm just saying. Yeah, potty mouth.
20 minutes before the top of the hour. Hopefully that'll get me out of here.
Hands on the ground.
Princess, you get worse than Crooked Crutch.
She's killing you out here, man. She's killing you out here.
Oh, crush. Yeah.
You gotta embrace it. Oh, well, eventually.
Embrace it.
Eventually, it'll
leave. If I embrace it, they wouldn't be on the ground then, would they? Ah.
You made it funny. Oh, okay. Next show, we're not going to put plants on the ground. That's because you actually made it funny this time.
Watch
that. That's going to be a next show, next Tuesday. We are not going to play pants on the ground at all.
Thank you.
All right? Next Thursday, no promises. I can only promise you for Tuesday, for the 6th. As soon as the 8th run around, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, that's
cool. I want to thank everybody for tuning in once again, Lady J. Thank you, Princess FAA. Thank you. All the people that stopped by to the show, lovely Lady D, Angel, who else? Big Ashby, the 718s, the 612s.
What's up, Big Ashby?
Huh?
No, this ain't up to Big Ashby.
Yeah, Big Ashby and all them. So shout outs to them and big ups to them. Big ups to people that wasn't able to make it. You know, it is kind of late, so people are asleep or, you know, in between thing. But, you know, Sun Always Shine show, got an old school. We forgot about a little old school, didn't we?
Old school is normally working earlier than that, but he's been working on a show that he's developing. And he said he's been busier than all get out lately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why he hasn't been on lately. So, but I'll give him a call and invite him back on Tuesday if he has a chance.
Just to invite him. Just come on through just for a minute. Bless us with your presence. Just keep an ear out. You know, you can follow us on Facebook under Crush Hearts. We also got a brand new page on Facebook because, you know, the old one got deleted, but that's another story. We got a brand new page, Phone Fantasy Radio. That's it. Just look for Phone Fantasy Radio on Facebook. And you can also add me on Facebook, Crush Hearts. That's www.
And you can find me on Facebook also.
I didn't get to that. Can I just finish saying my URL? Jeez. www.facebook.com/thecrushhearts. Yeah, you can also find Black Report under Francis Dominique. That's it. Lady J, Princess FAA. Princess, don't you do a show on Blog Talk? Want to tell people about your show?
Yeah, y'all. Catch me on Princess FAA, blogtalkradio.com/Princess FAA, me and the realest crew. Yep.
You want to give us a phone number? And when?
9 o'clock Eastern Time on Sundays.
Cool.
Yep, and the realest show. I'm going to catch you one of these days, but Sunday is just not a good day for me.
That's one of them days for a lot of people.
Because
yeah,
you're dead.
Pooping and stuff, huh?
Because you're normally dead.
Yeah,
yep, recouping.
Yeah. Recouping and all that. Doing that show. All right, folks.
15 minutes to go.
Hold on. The real is cool. The phone number to call in is 347-934-0338. You can check the princess out and her buddies on Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And also, we're going to definitely try to check out Princess show because Princess always check out our show. So we're definitely going to tune in on Sunday. Oh, wait a minute. It's the 4th. Are y'all doing a show the 4th?
We're doing one this Sunday. The 3rd. Yep.
Oh, yeah. No. Sunday is the 4th.
Oh,
Sunday's
the 4th.
Yeah, Sunday's the 4th.
Back works.
Oh, wow.
Sunday is the 4th. No, I wasn't crazy. Today's
yeah, that got to be rescheduled then.
Yeah, I have it down for the 3rd.
What? Oh,
yeah.
No. Okay,
it's
yeah.
The 3rd at 9 p.m. All right, so Princess FMA fill out her thing, you know. Good thing we looked on that, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a good thing we looked on that. Princess find out what's going on with her thing. We just going to keep her in our thoughts for next week. How about that? We just go.
Yes,
And Princess will be expecting our payment.
I want to also wish everybody a happy and explosive 4th of July.
Wait a minute. Happy and safe 4th of July, because...
Would you wait a minute. Listen, I'm gonna start muting you. Because you like to cut me off. I can't even finish my sentence or nothing. You cut me off.
Okay.
Say stuff that I'm
sorry.
This is what I be talking about. See, y'all may say y'all sorry, but y'all still do it.
Told you, they don't listen. They don't hear.
I can't even finish my sentence before he... Hold up. What? Black reporter, what do I want to do with you?
Love me.
You said what?
Love me.
You make it hard to do. Make it very difficult. All right, folks. All right, we're winding down. We're about to go to our last set. We're going to end it off with the last set. So, Lady J, Princess, any shout-outs y'all have for us? Dedication?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to you, Crush. And I want to give a shout out to Lady and Hands and Pants on the Ground.
Hands on the ground. Yeah, you got your hands on the ground. Hands on the ground.
Ow. I like to give a shout out to my Crush family. Crush. Princess and Black Reporter and all the listeners out there that was kind of bashful about calling in, but those that did give their shout-outs, and I'd like to wish you all a happy and safe 4th of July because I am going to a big birthday 4th of July bash.
Okay. What about you, Black Reporter?
I am going to be celebrating a quiet 4th of July, but I wish that everybody has a happy and safe 4th of July, because remember that watch those kids, especially your little ones, around fireworks. You know, them sprinklers may look like they can play and everything, but they can get very, very hot and get out of control very easily. So watch them. Watch them close. We don't need no kids getting burnt behind those, playing with those sprinklers. And I'm going to go ahead and do my closing real quick.
Don't do your closing real quick.
Okay.
Also, I want to give my shout outs before you do your closing. A shout out to Plies and shout outs to Charisma, Al, Princess, Lady J, and Black Reporter. Thanks for holding us down on the Phone Fantasy Radio Thursday nights. No longer the Erection Section Show.
I figured you had to get that in at least once during the show.
Shout out to Blog Talk Radio for making this possible, and everybody in between, and all that good stuff. Shout out to our good old friend, Old School. Hopefully he'll come back and visit us. And all right, enough of that. Okay, so Black Reporter, your closing, and then we're going
to go. Well, before I give my closing, I forgot to thank everyone who I suggested that they come in. And I heard a couple of recognizable area codes out there, so thank you for those folks. And what time there was has ceased to be. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play, Crush played. Now go right and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until the next time, that be Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. You are in, and we are out.
Some of them are hairy, some of them are bald. Are kind of scary, and this is what they're called: vagina. Vagina. They call that thing vagina. Some belong to virgins. Tight and strong, but big or small, I love them all. That's why I sing my song. Vagina,
vagina.
They call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina,
vagina.
They call that thing vagina.
Look at me.
They can't stop them. So why, yo? I need a body bag.
Was 6 o'clock on the swatch watch. No time to chill, got a date. Can't be late, hey. The girl is gonna do me. Move to the jacuzzi. Ooh, that booty. Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh no.
Money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation. Garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it, if you think you're gonna make a profit. Don't see my ones, don't see my guns, get it? Now tell your friends, Papa, hit it, then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya, Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. is until I handle my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff that D. You ring your bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. GZ, me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good soul, girl, you didn't know.
So what's it gonna be, him or me? We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state. Sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.
One more chance.
I got that good flow, girl, you didn't know.